And Greece is taking a page from the U.S. approach to undocumented workers. It's talking fences. The country relied on migrant labor for years, especially during the building boom before the 2004 Olympic Games. Now the economy is in crisis, and the Greek government says it can't handle a flood of new illegal workers. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
More than 40,000 illegal migrants entered Greece last year through the land border with Turkey, says Public Order Minister Christos Papoutsis. He told a Greek news agency this weekend that the country must build a fence on part of the border and deport those undocumented migrants who are not refugees. Greece, he says, can no longer accommodate new migrants. Unemployment here is more than 12%.
Γιατί εδώ οι μετανάστες που είναι στην Ελλάδα που δουλεύουν δεν έχουν πάρει θέσεις εργασίας από τους Έλληνες.
Naim El-Gandour moved here from Egypt almost 40 years ago. He says even legal migrants are facing a backlash from Greeks worried that foreigners are taking jobs. But he says migrants work in jobs like construction or house painting. Greeks don't want those jobs, he says, and foreigners get paid much less to do them. Migration experts say foreigners will still come despite a border fence. They say the fence will be expensive, and they say rounding up undocumented migrants and deporting them is short-sighted. Many new undocumented migrants are from Afghanistan. Thousands are waiting for asylum, but Greece is years behind on processing requests. Public Order Minister Papoutsis claims any new crackdown on illegal immigration will respect human rights. It's just that Greece cannot pay for any more newcomers. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.